Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss Diamond, and you have tuned in to another hot edition of Interviews with the Stars. Thank you so much for tuning in right here each and every Thursday with your girl, Miss Diamond. Of course, I got some hot topics popping off for you. And today, of course, I'm going to play you some good, great music. And I want you to log in to Facebook right now on Facebook Success Radio, see exactly what we have coming up. And, of course, I want you to chat with me. So hit me up on Ms. Diamond Hot Topics. I am so excited this week. So I want you guys to sit back, relax, get you something to drink. You know, I want you to chill. Oh, I got something definitely good for you on today. So welcome to another hot edition of Miss Diamond Hot Topics Interviews with the Stars. I appreciate you right here on Interviews with the Stars.
Down.
80s and the 70s, you and me, holding hands, talking family, that southern thing I like. You got that southern stuff I like. It's like after school, eating hard, complimenting you, barbecue. I'll even open the door for you, I know that's what you like.
I know that's what you like. That's when all life began. Cool like a fresh breeze. Oh, please come with me. Let's take a ride. Swing to the other side. I'm much obliged to make your acquaintance. You're full of substance. And oh, girl, I love
you. You're like a Cadillac. Cool breeze in the 70s.
Oh.
Southern thing I like.
You got that southern stuff I like.
You got that southern thing I like. After school, eating hard, complimenting you, barbecue. I'll even open the door for you. I know that's what you like.
I know just
you
what
got
you like.
That southern stuff I like.
Miss Georgia Peach, Carolina, when you speak, the southern drawl makes me wanna know you more. Do you want a big family? So I can handle it. A gentleman, do the very best I can. Provide for you, I know you wanna finish school. Intelligence is beauty. Girl, I wanna be your study.
I know just what you like.
Know just what you like.
I know just what you need. Southern love again. What you want, I know just what you need.
What you need.
Southern loving girl.
Southern loving girl.
I can set you free.
I can set you free.
You're like a Cadillac. Holding hands, talking family. That southern thing I like.
Southern thing I like.
You got that southern stuff I like.
You got that southern thing I like.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Interviews with the Stars. That was Anthony Hamilton with Southern Stuff. So thank you so much for that request. I really appreciate you guys on today. And if you want to chat me up on Facebook, you can hit me up on Miss Diamond Hot Topics, of course. I'd love to see exactly what you got going on for the day. And, of course, you know, I want to see your pictures, and I want you to see my pictures as well. So hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. You can also check out the Facebook Success Radio page on Facebook as well to see what we have coming up. You know, we love to interact with our supporters and we love to interact with the fans. So, you know, hit us up and welcome to the show on today. And if you have a music request or a video request you would like to see on our page, of course. We're interested in that, okay? And today's hot topic, we're going to talk about dating, okay? I'm going to give some of the fellas a tip on how to date a woman. Because you know what? Ms. Diamond's going to keep it real with y'all today. You know, some fellas have no clue as to what a woman really likes or how to really take a woman out on a date. Now, I know some of you may say, let's just go out and I'm going to play it by ear. Or I've been out many times. I've been in many relationships, you know, but that does not mean that you really know how to date a woman. Say you've been in a relationship for some years and you want to get back out on the dating scene. Well, you might be a little rusty in the date department. And that goes for the ladies as well. So today I'm going to give the fellas some tips on how to date a lady, and I'm going to give the ladies some tips on how to date the fellas, okay? Right here on Interviews with the Stars. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Diamond. Sit back, relax, chill, get you something to drink, and unwind, because I got hot topics popping out for you today.
Girl, you know how I no matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. And I don't have much of a chance, but we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you. Oh, oh. Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, oh-oh, 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 and I cry, I cry. In the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, to one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Well, that was definitely a classic. That was Mr. Lenny Williams, 'Cause I Love You. Well, you know, I don't have to tell you guys that, but I want y'all to know I love y'all. I'm just spreading a little love and happiness on today. I'm so chill. Y'all don't even understand. You know, normally I have, you know, a chill and a relaxed day, but, you know, I love my busy days. And today is one of those days, but you know what? I'm only busy with you guys. So, you know, thank you for tuning in right here on Interviews with the Stars with your girl, Miss Diamond, each and every Thursday. I always bring you the hot topics, of course, and I always bring you good music. So, you know, you got something to request, hit me up, call me, you know, let's chat, let's talk about it, all right? So today's hot topic is how to date a woman, okay? And then later on, we're going to talk to the ladies about how to date a man. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm no expert here. But I think I have the logistics down just a little bit, okay? So you've probably already found out that there's no one way to dating women, you know, since every woman is different. One impresses one woman may repel another. But that's just a chance you'll have to take when you hit the dating scene. Regardless of a woman's personal preference, there are some universal rules of dating that will help you land a second date and maybe even a third date. All right? So, first of all, being your best. You know, you have to project confidence. Okay? One of the most attractive qualities a potential date can have is confidence. Women will be interested in you if you seem like you have a lot going on, you're involved in activities, you have friends, you speak your opinion, and you have long-term goals. Confidence can stem from a lot of places. You don't have to be a basketball star to attract a woman. Just get involved in something that shows that, you know, you're at your best. What activities allow you to really shine to that woman? Now, don't get me wrong, fellas. There's definitely a big difference between confidence and arrogance. Confident people are admired by others for their grace and humility. So if you're confident in yourself, you won't have to find the need to brag about it, okay? So being at your best, you need to be genuine. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. Women will be able to see right through you. There's nothing wrong with reading up on what a woman likes and, you know, her favorite kind of music, so you can have something to conversate about later. But don't pretend you know how to sing. Don't pretend you rap unless you're prepared to sing her a song or rap for her on a moment's notice. You know she's going to ask. Be real. You know, you won't have to lie. It is what it is. You know what, fellas? One other thing I'm going to tell you right now is you need to present yourself very well. Every woman has different preferences or different quote-unquote types. But don't worry too much about trying to wear all the latest trends for her. You should just dress appropriately for the situation. No sleeveless shirts at a martini bar, for example, and don't overdo it with the cologne. Please don't overdo it with the cologne. Or for some of you fellas, don't show up and don't wear cologne at all. It's not a good look unless you're allergic or something. I'm just trying to help you. You know, if you don't show up to a party dressed at your personal best and feeling confident, you'll act that way. And there's a good chance that that woman you're trying to impress will forget that she even has a type. What I want you to try to do is get to know her on a deeper level, all right? So when we come back, we're going to talk about how to get to know that woman on a deeper level. Man, definitely do I have some dating tips for you guys, okay? And I'm also going to share some dating experiences that some of the fans have called in and left, okay? So stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars. We'll be right back with Ms. Diamond Hot Topics today.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Thank you. you a good friend, you know. You've been there for me from the beginning. And this is why I love you. I mean, I place no one above you. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want, you just come to daddy. Listen. When I discovered you, I discovered a peace within. A joy like no other, you are my closest friend. If you were a number, you'd be a perfect 10. Right out of the blue skies, you were heaven sent. The way we make love over and over again. If I had to describe it, wouldn't know where to begin. I am so proud to be your next of kin. You prayed over me when I had no reason to live.
Caramel, gold, it's tight, please. Chocolate covered strawberries, Brussels sweet, fill my chocolate factory. Gum drops, liquid chocolate, milk bars, there's so much variety. Brussels sweet, fill my chocolate factory.
Now if I could write a book on how you make me feel, the title would read A Strong Black Man, and that's for real. Got me going round and round just like a Ferris wheel. Been in and out of relationships, but you're that deal. Ain't nobody else on God's great earth for me. Heaven stirred us up together and made the perfect chemistry. Wouldn't change you for the world as long as I exist. You're always in the kitchen cooking up my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome back. What's up, everybody? That was Guapalay with Closer to My Dreams. And we've tuned into another hot edition of Interviews with the Stars. And today's hot topic popping off is dating. We're talking about how to date a woman. Right now it's for the fellas. And you know what, later? We're going to talk to the ladies, and we're going to tell them how to date the fellas as well. Because you know what, women, sometimes we don't know everything, okay? And sometimes we do things a lot differently than what we should be doing, okay? But right now it's for the fellas. You know, it is what it is. Just give them a few little tips, you know? But get to know her on a deeper level. Don't dwell too much on a woman's appearance. Everyone likes receiving compliments, you know, especially when they've obviously gone out of their way to dress up and to look good, but that shouldn't be the main topic of conversation. Give that woman you like to date a chance to be more than just a cute dress and them bomb stilettos she's wearing. I know she's looking good, but, you know, you don't have to keep telling her that every 5 minutes because, you know what, that'll make her think that you're really not into her, you know. Fellas, please especially avoid making sexual comments about a woman's appearance when you're trying to date her. You know, stick to tasteful comments about her clothes, her hair, or her smile. Don't be like, you know, dang, you got a fat this, and, oh, I bet. Don't do it. Just don't. It's a turnoff depending on the type of woman you're going out with, okay? Now, if you're going out with Takesha or Takesha from the hood and she not used to nothing, then maybe. But I'm just saying, fellas, please keep it respectful, okay? Be sincere when you're conversating with her. Please avoid pickup lines because they don't sound sincere. When you're talking to a woman, say something that you actually mean. When she responds, don't just pretend to listen. Really listen. And try to move the conversation to a place of realness, okay? Just keep it real with her. Just, you know, chill and relax. Not to be all nervous. It is what it is. But, of course, the conversation should be appropriate for the setting. If you're in a noisy bar and the woman you might be chatting it up with might not be in the mood to talk about personal or philosophical subjects, still, it should be possible to say something meaningful about the music that you're listening to, the crowd, or the feel of the evening that shows that you're enjoying her company and you're enjoying the moment with her. So just be sincere, fellas, you know? Please, fellas. I say this all the time. Please let her get comfortable. When you've just met a woman and you want to ask her on a date, it is very important that she feels comfortable being herself with you. Enjoy her quirks, her unique qualities, and try not to be too judgmental. You know, if you say something critical, even in jest, it could come off the wrong way and make her close up on you, close you off or whatever. Ew. You know, ask a lot of questions and follow up with comments that let her know you're listening and you care about what she's saying. Joke around to keep things fun, but avoid making fun of her. Avoid making fun of her friends, her family, or anything else that can hurt her feelings this early in the game. I don't think I really have to tell you guys that, but being that some horrible dates, then guess what? That's why I'm here today, to talk to you about dating. So when we come back, we're going to talk about being a good date, okay? Now, you can get comfortable and start asking her or, you know, being into her, but are you really being a good date? Ask yourself that. I know some people who are avoiding dating altogether. Well, hey, I'm here to tell you that there's somebody for everybody. And just because the last person you was out on a date with, it didn't work out, or the last relationship that you was in may have failed, guess what? It's always somebody for everybody. Now, if you're sitting at the house all day and you're in your room and you're watching TV and you're just sitting on the couch and you just get up and you go to work, you're mean at work, you sit in your cubicle, you're quiet, you don't conversate with nobody, you hurry up from work, You come back home, you're back in your house. That's not a way to get a date. That's not a way to meet anybody. But that and more when we come back. So stay tuned, sit back, relax, and I got you right here on Interviews with the Stars.
This is the fly line song. What? It's the fly love song. What? Are we living in a dream world? Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know, your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you. Put down your bags, love. I know in the past, love has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even give my daughter love. I want to build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. Me to discover me. I just want you to put trust in me. I kind of laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Something in grinding.
Don't touch it. Yeah. Watch how you feel. Don't think of you.
to be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Called cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Let's hit the club, I rarely sip, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing, cause every time we alone, it's the aqua silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter, and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. It is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I'm on some new news, I'm checking my duties up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work, no. Make me wanna say, say bye-bye.
Shawty always on some wood like Chicago, so I flip that and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future and tomorrow I'm a so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better.
Well, you heard that. You heard that. That was Chris Brown with Deuces, and that's something you don't want to do, you know, or something you don't want to hear, you know, while you're out on a date. Deuces. Well, welcome back. You know, today's hot topic is dating, and we're talking about how to date a woman successfully, and ladies, how to date a fella successfully, okay? And so this is about being a good date, okay? And, of course, if you want to chime in on this topic, I am your girl, Ms. Diamond Hot Topics. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Same name, Ms. Diamond Hot Topics. And, you know, of course, I interact with you guys and, you know, take your requests and see what you got going on. Because I love to hear your comments on these topics. And most of the time, these topics are picked by you guys. So, me, it's just my job to sit here and elaborate on them. Play y'all some good music, and, of course, bring y'all the best interviews with the stars. Of course, next week I want you guys to tune in right here each and every Thursday. I'm going to have Alexander O'Neill in the studio. We're going to talk about his music. We're going to talk about some of the things he has going on in the music industry as a whole. So make sure you tune in next week for that hot show with Mr. Alexander O'Neill. Can't wait for that interview. So back to today's topic. I'm going to talk to you fellas about being a good date, okay? So I want you to actually put forth and put effort into your first date. Take her somewhere special is what I'm talking about, okay? It doesn't have to be expensive. It should be clear that you put some thought into it, though. Share your favorite restaurant with her or take her to a beautiful scenic spot for a cute little picnic. You know, if you know she likes a particular sports team, hey, buy tickets to the game. You never know. Don't get too nervous. Don't focus too much on the structure of the date. Instead, try to genuinely have a good time getting to know someone you've recently met. Think about all you have learned about her and all she's learned about you. If you enjoy her company, now chances are she's enjoying yours too. So I'm going to give you one more tip. Get physical, okay? Now be very careful when getting physical. What I mean by getting physical is whether you place your hand on her back while you're waiting in line for tickets, if you're holding hands during a movie or go back to your place after dinner, some kind of physical touch will increase the intimacy you feel with the woman you're dating. Just make sure it's consensual. Now, when I say get physical, I don't mean groping. I don't mean hugging her so tight she can't let go. If she looks uncomfortable, fellas, chances are she is. And you know what? She might even play along for that date, but it definitely won't be another date if you make her uncomfortable because you're touching her inappropriately or unwanted touches. You have to tell somebody don't want you touching them. Just look at her shoulders. She might be moving to the left if you're on the right, or moving to the right if you're on the left. She'll make it very obvious with her body language how she feels when you're getting physical, okay? Stella, OMG, please be reliable. What I mean by reliable is call her when you say you will. If you ended your first date with a promise to call, follow up within the next few days. If you reflected on the date and you realize that you're no longer interested, give her the courtesy of letting her know you don't think it's going to work out. Now, that's called keeping it 100. That's called keeping it real, and nothing is wrong with that. If you want to continue the relationship, don't play hard to get. Be consistent in your communication. So don't tell her, oh, my God, I miss you. I love you. I can't stop thinking about you. Now, this is later on, fellas. This is not after date one. But be consistent about it, you know. After so long, you can start to introduce her to your friends. And, you know, once you've gone on a few dates, a great way to get to know each other better is to introduce your woman or a woman you're interested in to your friends. If they hit it off, you might be encouraged to take the date to the next level, maybe even a relationship or to a deeper level. But sometimes your friends, they can definitely, you know, pick up a sign or two about the person you're out on a date with that you might not have picked up. So it's okay to introduce her to your friends. It is what it is. Fellas, throw in some surprises, okay? Consistency is important when you're dating, but you should also throw in some romantic surprises. The surprises will depend on the personality of the woman. You know, maybe she'd love it if you cooked dinner for her, send her some flowers to her job, or planned a fun weekend trip, you know, a getaway. She'll be impressed by your thoughtfulness, you know, even if you mix it up or you mess it up sometimes. It is what it is. So, fellas, please, please, throw in some surprises. I mean, if she seems like the type of woman that normally doesn't get the door open for her, open the door for her. You never know. She might like it. She might even go back and tell her friends about you. You know, it is what it is. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that you nail that second date if you really, really like her and you want her comfortable enough to say, yes, I'll go out on the second date with you. Or, yes, I'd love to see you again. You have to be consistent, okay? So for more tips on dating, when we come back, stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Five.
I guess all I can fly to the tripping if I can fall into your arms. I can stay there.
Ooh. Blood, sweat, tears, ace.
I do it.
Another day, another dollar. Every 24, I'm thinking money and the power. Deals do, money running low. Plus my cousin lost her mind and had an overdose. Way too many problems, got me stressed out. What you doing? You got 7 days to move out.
Get it, going. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey, what's up, everybody? That was Fergie with Glamorous, and that was requested by Tina Taylor out of Oakland, California. So what's up, Tina Taylor? Thank you for tuning in to Interviews with the Stars. And today's topic, we've been talking about dating and just giving the fellas some successful tips on how to date a woman and how to take her out. You know, I want to give you guys some tips. Because some of y'all clearly are just not getting it. You know, if you ask a woman out on a date, that means that you should pick her up. You should pay for the date. You know, you should be respectful. Of course, if she, you know, if she asks you out on a date, then, you know, maybe she should pay for the date. I'm just saying. I don't know. Some people have different standards, different ways, you know. Please, fellas, make sure you look your best. You are on your best behavior. When I say look your best, I mean make sure, you know, you looking good, you smelling good. You know how you get dressed like you're going to go to the club with your boys? You know, when you got on crispy, clean clothes, you ironed them. You know what? Well, a woman deserves that same respect when you're taking her somewhere nice as well. Now, if you're going to the movies to just kick it and chill, you know, you don't have to wear, you don't have to be suited and booted, but you still have to look good. It is what it is, my idea. Well, ladies, it is your turn. I'm going to give you a few tips on how to date the fellas. Now, these tips were submitted to me by a few gentlemen, so, you know, they may be a little bit different, but it is what it is. And, yes, I do agree. So if you feel like you old enough and you grown enough, young lady, to start hanging out with the fellas and asking fellas out on a date, well, understand that every man is different, and every man will like a different kind of woman. So every woman will soon to start to like a specific man or have an interest in a specific man. But you know what, ladies, go after that man of your dreams. Don't waste time on people you're not even really interested with, okay? Start off as a good friend. Talk to him and ask him what he's interested in. Don't spread rumors or anything like that. Men like women who can just be themselves, okay? Take things slow. You don't want to seem like you're rushing things. So get to know him a little bit better, and then you can start asking for other things, such as more time and, you know, where he lives. To me, that is such a turnoff. When you go out on a date with someone, and the first thing they want to know is where you live. Well, I haven't decided in my brain yet if you're psycho and that there's going to be a second date. So why are you asking me where I live? So, ladies, learn to take things slow with the fellas. You know, don't rush it. Don't seem too eager. Don't, you know, don't be like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see you again. Can I see you again tomorrow? I mean, ladies, chill, you know. Take it slow. Let them chase you a little bit. I don't know. That's just me. But, ladies, please make it obvious that you like him. You know, give him loads of attention and make him feel special. You know, look him in his eyes a little bit. You know, be a little flirty with it, a little cute with it, a little sexy with it. Cute little giggles and, you know. And when he looks at you, try to act a little shy. You might be a little turn on. Ladies, ask him out. You should never, you know, leave any words unspoken. You might start feeling a little nervous, but if you like him enough, you'll do it, okay? Take your crush to a quiet place and ask him there. You know, you got a crush on somebody at your job. I know you're like, we grown out here. Well, hey, grown people have crushes too, or admirers. If you're admiring that man, take him somewhere quiet, not in the break room in front of everybody, but, you know, off to the side and, you know, just tell him how you feel. Hey, I'm a little nervous, you know, and I never really asked a man out, but, you know, I was just wondering if we can hang out sometime, you know. Maybe we can go out on a date or two, you know. But whatever happens after that, ladies, don't feel bad. You never know if the guy that you're crushing on, that you're digging, you feeling, he could be involved. And you have to respect that. You can't be mad about that. Because guess what? He was fly enough to get your attention. So he may even be fly enough for some woman, and she already snagged it. Don't be mad. Because like I said before, it's somebody for everybody, okay? Ladies, if you're really lucky, because the guy, you know, you're digging on, says yes, don't rush into things. Don't come off as if you're desperate for a person or you're desperate for a date, because you really shouldn't be, okay? Trust me, all right? And one more tip for you, ladies. Please, 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 do not flirt with other men. you should make it very clear while you're on the date or while you're trying to ask this gentleman out that don't be flirting with him and all his friends and all of that stuff. It's just not a good look, trust me. So for more dating tips, ladies, on how to date the fellas and the do's and the don'ts, stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars. I got a few more for you. And guess what, fellas? I got a few more for you as well. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some experiences some of you guys have had, okay? So stay tuned right here. I'm going to play y'all one of my favorite songs right here on Interviews with the Stars. This is RL from Next. It's called Good Love. Hope you're feeling good today, y'all.
We want to thank you. We want to thank you for coming out tonight. Right now it's time to slow it down. So you grab your lady real tight and you just rock to this. Yeah. Sounds real good, y'all, don't it? If you know the words, feel free to sing along. Listen, baby.
Your love is so and sent you,
Lord have mercy.
Stop chasing them skirts, turn my butt to work. Stop hanging at the clubs, even went to church. Cause you and I just wanna describe your love, oh yeah, girl. Without you in it, it's like my ride without the windows tinted. My TV's in it, I just don't roll that way, baby. I need you in my life, my life, my life, my life is you.
Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now.
Checking your smile, working your back like it's going out of style. Shake just a little bit faster, shake just a little now, girl. I'm dying to meet you, so let's mess around. Got an obsession with us getting down. Come just a little bit closer, I just need permission, so
give me the green light.
Make it so. You'll be my only true lover. No competition, no other. Maybe it's just the thrill of the chase, but I've got a feeling I'm winning this race. Baby, I'm getting much closer. I just need permission, so
give me the green light. You want, cause you some kind of star. No, I'm a comet, I just want your woman. Hey, if I were you, it would be me that I go home with. Three, the one and only, one thing you ain't considered. I heard you when you told your girl, ooh, we can get it. Admit it, you did it. Let's hop a cab and split it. I'm kidding, we both going to where you living. I got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robin Givens. No, I don't know that lady, so let me quit it. I'm just style freeing, freestyling, which I seldom do. This is what I'm telling you. My man.
you brought the sun my way. Now, girl, you're who I am, and I am you for the rest of my day.
How the sun comes up in the early morning time. Girl, I vow to be forever loving you, rainbow shine. How the moon takes on this romantic glow. I'll be loving you forever.
Get about the hood someday, somehow, some way. We gotta make it about this life. Come on. Somehow, some way. We gotta make it about the hood someday. Some way. We gotta make it about this life. Whether we dribble out this motherfucker, rap metaphors and riddle out this motherfucker, work second floors, I spittle out this motherfucker. Somehow we gotta get about this motherfucker. Someday the cops will kill a motherfucker. I don't always wanna be this drug dealing motherfucker, damn. Wish I could take us all on this magic carpet ride through the sky. I used to play the hall of fifth floor. Me and my boys, we all poor, getting high. I seen the worst of the worst. I deserve every blessing I receive. I'm from the dirt. I planted my seed on unfertile land. Myrtle Park, Marcy Flushing, and no strand. And still I grew. Somehow I knew that the sun would shine through. And touch my soul, take hold of my hand. Look, man, a tree grows in Brooklyn. Somehow, some way, I gotta make it about the hood someday. Somehow, some way, I gotta make it about this life. Come on. Some way. I gotta make it about the hood someday.
Cologne, L, Sewell Street, I ain't forget you. 20 niggas on the block, tryin' to chase that buck. Newsy neighbors and the haters keep their face on stuff. Cops roll up on the pavement, break the dice, gangs up. Mom smoke, kids can't chase the ice cream truck. Girls fighting over road, the young boys hype things up. Niggas fighting over cold, the young boys hype things up. All the petty ass wars, fuck the night scene up. Remember Lil Eddie Draw, man, how he like lean up? Then they wonder why we like green up. Back to back, steam up. Try to relax, but I can't, I lean up. Ain't the L or the reef in that steam up. That steam up is my head, stress to the point I get a fever. think I'm about to block. And all the mothers and the kids that can't leave, and how the chinks gotta feed them for the rest of their life. Fucking wings, fried vegetable rice. Gotta be kids for breakfast, Captain Crunch at night. Kids eating lunch at night, and they beds all bunched in tight. No less than 3 or 4. Know how I go, 2 by the foot, 2 by the headboard. Man, I'm getting scared,
yeah, I know, that's how I feel for them.
Got a group of shorties on the block, all they do is smoke weed and drink 40s. Cop they little 40s, enough to get the latest rock, newest flop, old Jordy.
Somehow, some way, we gonna make it up out this hood one day. Somehow, some way, we gonna make it up out this life. Yeah, and somehow, some way, we gon' make it up out the hood one day. Some way, we gon' make it up out this life.
Right, here's another little story about this clique I claim. Another chapter based on how I get that game. Hang around my neighborhood, bang my street. Sit and watch the passerby, play my sweet. South side, sunny side, blocks I run. South Vegas, South Park, niggas all got guns. Over here we got this cold challenge, get that there. We know tomorrow ain't a promise, so get that there. Fuck sitting in the living room, guarding the steps. Working inside a smokehouse, starving to death. Serving these niggas flippers, quarter ounces of dippers. Ain't snapping your picture, neighbors blocking the kitchen. Situations are critic, I was out here to get it. Living it like a savage, cause nigga, I gotta have it. Holding back on the motherfucker, I'm in it for the hall, dawg. Racing up and walking down and fucking on, y'all.
Don't be your women in the creek, don't ride. I'ma be a nigga in these streets, don't ride.
Out some way, out some way. I'ma be a nigga in these streets, don't ride.
Out some way. Somehow, some way, we gotta make it about the hood someday. Somehow, some way, we gotta make it about the life. Come on. Somehow, some way, we gotta make it about the hood someday. Some way, we gotta make it about this life.
What's up, what's up? Oh my gosh, today has been such an amazing day, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in on today's show, and just letting me kick it with y'all and keep it real with y'all at all times about anything that I want to, you know. So definitely hats off to you guys. I definitely love you guys. I love my supporters. You know, always give out positivity. You'll always get it back. You know, and no matter what you want to do in life, just always, you know, push for it. Go, you know, as far as you can with it. And, you know, just enjoy it. Have fun. You know what I'm saying? I show up each and every week right here on Interviews with the Stars, and I enjoy myself. You know why? Because I enjoy you guys. You're interacting with me. I'm interacting with you. And for some of you who haven't had the opportunity to interact with me, you know what? It's cool. Hit me up. I don't mind. I love to play a hot song for you. I love to play a song that takes you back. You know, I love to make you feel good. So I always play that feel-good music for you. You know, whatever vibe you in, it's the summertime right now. So, you know, if you're just chilling with your family on tonight or you getting ready for tomorrow, getting ready for work, I want you to keep tuning in right here on Interviews with the Stars with me each and every Thursday. Because you know what? Your girl, Miss Diamond, I got you. I got you on them good Interviews with the Stars, and I definitely got you on them hot topics, okay? So So I want you to stay tuned each and every week, and I want to thank you for tuning in right here with your girl, kicking it with me live on Interviews with the Stars. Guess what? I still love you right here on Face Up Success Radio.
Get better. Think of what it lasts a life. You